grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was born this most holy of nights. Amen. When my sister and I were growing up, along with our cousins, we would do some sort of performance on Christmas when all our relatives gathered. Now, I'm pretty sure this started out as a way for the adults to keep the kids from saying, "Can we open the presents yet? Is it time to eat yet? When are the presents? When is so-and-so coming?" But it became an important part of our tradition. We would say a poem or play a piano piece or one of our instruments. Until one year, we decided we wanted to do the entire Christmas play. Now, there were four of us, and my youngest cousin was about 18 months old. His name is Jamie, so he got to play Jesus. And the rest of us, in our parents' bathrobes, played all the other parts. It started out just fine. Mary and Joseph made the trek to Bethlehem and met the innkeeper, who said that there was no room at the inn. However, they were invited to stay in the stable. Things were going pretty well so far. Now, in the real Christmas story, they didn't have a bed for the baby, so they used what they had, a manger, which was used to feed the animals. Well, we didn't have a manger, but we had a doll bed, and so we used what we had too. Now, my cousin Jamie didn't want to be wrapped up in a blanket, so we decided the swaddling part wasn't the main part of the story. Okay, he looked cute in his little red plaid Christmas overalls. So there we were, Mary and Joseph and an angel and the baby Jesus in the doll bed. And all was going well until he picked that moment to climb out of the doll bed and run away. We were devastated. The Christmas story was ruined. I mean, there's a plot to this story, and it's supposed to go a certain way, and that didn't happen. We thought it was horrible. We'd worked hard. We'd practiced. We knew what we were doing. We wanted to tell this most important story. The adults just found it funny and amusing and continue to this day to tell this favorite family story. I can't even tell you if we plowed onward and finished the play or if it was just over at that point. I mean, it felt like we had really messed up the Christmas story. We all have this picture of a perfect Christmas, whether it's a Norman Rockwell painting or a Christmas card scene or one of those Hallmark Christmas movies. We think of this very perfect Christmas with the lights, snow falling, and everybody is happy and getting along and in the right place at the right time, and nobody gets sick. I won't ask for a show of hands to see if that exactly matches your Christmas experiences. But we live in a messy world, and Jesus was born into a messy world. Can you imagine his parents traveling all that distance on foot or on a donkey when Mary is about to give birth? And being given space in the stable, which was probably dark and filled with straw and not very clean and might have smelled of animals. This is not the part of the story that we ever hear about. And then these strangers, these shepherds with their sheep, show up. These brand new parents who are just trying to figure out what to do with this tiny little baby probably weren't really up for entertaining guests. And yet, Jesus was born into this world where there was politics and it was polarized and there was poverty and homelessness and refugees. In fact, his family was about to become refugees, escaping to Egypt because they feared for the life of their child. This was the kind of world that Jesus was born into. And so I think I'm glad that my cousin decided to climb out of the doll bed. That messy Christmas play probably better depicted the real situation than an absolutely perfect, flawless Christmas play would have done. I mean, look at the Middle East now. It is still such a messy political place. This little town of Bethlehem that we think of so romantically is right next to Jerusalem, but there's this great big concrete wall topped with barbed wire and checkpoints and guards with machine guns for people trying to cross back and forth. This is the birthplace of Jesus. And this is a world that's equally political and polarized and full of poverty and economic disparities and immigrants and refugees. It is a world where these things are still the reality. Look at the people who are fleeing from countries that have terrible situations, that have wanted to come to the United States, only to be detained at the border. Sometimes the children split from the parents, and several people have died this past year in detention. This is the kind of world, this messy world that Jesus is born into. And yet, as we tell the Christmas story each and every year, it brings hope into our world. Hope for those of us who might be experiencing the first Christmas without a loved one. Hope for those of us who may have lost a job and don't know what the next chapter of life holds. Those of us who might be far from family and feeling lonely this Christmas season. Jesus brings hope, the same kind of hope that has been inspired by the 16-year-old Swedish girl who became the Time Magazine youngest person of the year by raising climate issues to the forefront of the world stage. The kind of hope inspired by a 9-year-old boy in our congregation who applied for a mission micro grant to buy basketballs for kids who don't have basketballs, because he loves basketball so much and wanted to share it with others. The kind of hope that we experience when we fill backpacks with food for kids at Central Park Elementary School in the nearby neighborhood, where we see the incredible diversity in this very community. The kind of hope that is inspired when we work together to look at issues of hunger and homelessness and poverty. In January, we will be asking the question, why church? And wrestling with, does church in the 21st century matter? What does it mean to be church together? How do we work together with others in our community to do things like stop the amount of homelessness there is among kids and families right here in our community? Jesus was born into a messy, messy world. Jesus didn't come as a perfect Christmas. Jesus came to us in all of our messiness. Jesus came to a world that needed him. This is the world that love was born into. Amen. Let us sing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem.